Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the sixth Sunday of Easter, 2018.
In the gospel tonight, Jesus says to us very clearly, very simply, love one another as I have loved you. So that immediately raises the question, okay, well, how has he loved us? Like, I got to know that in order to be able to know how I'm supposed to love other people. And when he tells us, I want you to love one another as I've loved you, the way that he's loved us, it is so clear and so concrete. There's nothing abstract about it at all. And in the readings tonight, there are three key things that are revealed about the way that God has loved us that then have got to shape and form the way that we love one another. So the three like really key traits of authentic love, three ways that he's loved us, then that we've got to shape the way that we love others. So in the readings tonight, the first one is this. The way that God loves us is sacrificial. So real, genuine love is always ready to sacrifice. So in the gospel tonight, Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So real, authentic love is never about first what I get out of it, but in what ways can I act and will for the good of the other, for their genuine good, even when it costs me something? And this is at the heart of real love. So the first thing that we have to know about how he's loved us is he's loved us in a sacrificial way. Then a second real key thing about the way that God loves us is that he loves us in a way that forgives. Real love never ever says, I will love you until you fail me, and when you fail me, I drop you. That's not the way that real love works. Real love so loves the other person that even when they mess up, we don't write the person off, but we are ready to forgive and offer them a way out, that they can be restored back, that they can be healed. And that's the way that the Lord has loved us. What's really beautiful is that when he first loved Adam and Eve before they sinned, he loved them fully, but it was only after they sinned that we got to see this beautiful part of God's love that would only be revealed in the moment when they really messed up. But in the readings tonight, we have this revealed to us here. And in the second reading in particular, we're told, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. It's a beautiful word, expiation, because it doesn't just mean I forgive you, like I'll just write that off. Expiation is something deeper. It's when love gets in and not only forgives, but offers a way out, a new start, a chance to not be completely weighed down going forward. And that's the way that the Lord has loved us, in that way where he forgives. And then a third, like really key trait at the heart of love in terms of how the Lord has loved us is this. Real, genuine love always acts first. So it doesn't wait for the other person to be nice or to be kind or to take the first step, but real, genuine love acts first. And so in the gospel tonight, Jesus says, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. I acted first. I didn't wait for you to find me or to look for me. I chose you. And St. John, in a similar way, in the second reading from his first letter, just mentions that again when he says, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us. He loved us. And there's kind of a certain kind of a temporal quality to that. In this is love. Not that we loved God first, but rather that he loved us first and acted first by sending us his son. So these are three essential traits of real, authentic, genuine love. And if you've ever wondered, gosh, do I really love this person? And for our teens and our young adults, if you've thought that, if you've had that question, like these are three things that become the measure of real love. If we really love another person, these three things are going to be at play. We're going to sacrifice for them. We are going to be ready to forgive. And we will act first for their good, not waiting for them to take the first step. So tonight Jesus says, as I've loved you, now you have to love each other in that same way. So these three traits, these three qualities of love, we need to hold them in our heart in a way that as we go into this new week, we have to be ready in every single relationship, because there's no one who's off limits from this great command. We have to be ready to ask ourselves before the Lord in each of our relationships, how am I doing with these three things? And the answer is going to be different depending on who the person is, the nature of the relationship, and certain relationships like a spouse should go much deeper. But even for a coworker, for an in-law, for a neighbor, these same three things have got to be evident and visible. So take those three traits and just turn them into three questions that we can ask about every single relationship. In terms of, Lord, how well am I loving this person? So three questions. One, what has that relationship cost you? How much have you really sacrificed for that person? The depth of sacrifice is going to vary depending on the relationship. But even that person in the cubicle next to you at work, the Lord asks you to love them. And that love has got to look sacrificial. So what has that relationship cost you? That's one question we've got to ask ourselves. And then the second question is this. When did you last take the initiative in that relationship? If you love them, you will be taking the initiative. You will be acting first. So in all of the different relationships that we have in life, when you look at them one by one, when was the last time that you were the one who took the initiative in that relationship, in showing some good and loving in some way? And then the third question that we have to ask ourselves, because genuine love forgives, we've got to ask ourselves in each relationship, is there anything in this relationship that I have not yet forgiven? And this is a really simple measure that we can pull out and hold up to each and every relationship as we ask ourselves, Lord, how well am I doing with this great command? And this is so basic. It is so concrete. What I love about all of this is that there's nothing abstract about it at all. The way that the Lord loves us, it is so in the flesh, so concrete, so that when he says to us, love one another in the same way that I've loved you, there's no way that you and I can say, oh, well, we don't know what that looks like. Like, Lord, it's a little bit too vague. It's not vague at all. The Lord has loved us in a way that is sacrificial, in a way that brings us forgiveness, in a way that he acts first. And then he says, you do the same. Here's the awesome thing, the really amazing thing about this. When we live out this command, it's not like we're just checking off the commandments box, like, okay, I got that out of the way, I'm done with that. When you make the decision to really genuinely love another person in these three ways, you are giving that person an incredible gift as you let God's own divine love flow through you and reach their heart. And there is no greater gift that we could give to somebody than to let the very love of God pass through us and reach them. That love, it's transforming. It can radically change people's lives. And you know, there are so many people out there that have not, in their life, have never genuinely felt this kind of godly, divine, genuine love. They've maybe experienced a lot of things that try to look like it, but it's fallen short when they've failed, when they've sinned, when they've messed up. And then what it was love before suddenly just dries up and disappears. There are so many people in our world that have not experienced the love of God in their life passing through another person. You have the ability to change that. The Lord wants you to open yourself up and be an instrument that He can work through in order that people might really know that and experience it. A beautiful example of how a life can be radically changed when they experience this kind of love for the first time comes from a beautiful memoir that a woman wrote. She's now passed away, but she grew up in the 30s. Later in life, shared this story, and her daughter has said, yes, it's all true, but the story has kind of gone all over the place because it's so touching. But I want to share it with you now just as a reminder, a powerful reminder of what can happen when you and I make the decision to really love others the way that we have first been loved. So she writes this. She says, I grew up knowing I was different, and I hated it. I was born with a cleft palate, and when I started school, my classmates made it clear to me how I looked to others. A little girl with a misshapen lip, crooked nose, lopsided teeth, and garbled speech. When schoolmates would ask me, what happened to your lip? I'd tell them I'd fallen and cut it on a piece of glass. Somehow, it seemed more acceptable to have suffered an accident than to have been born different. I was convinced that no one outside my family could love me. There was, however, a teacher in the second grade whom we all adored, Mrs. Leonard by name. She was short, round, happy, a sparkling lady. Annually, we had a hearing test in school. Miss Leonard gave the test to everyone in the class, and finally, it was my turn. I knew from past years that as we stood against the door and covered one ear, the teacher sitting at her desk would whisper something, and we would have to repeat it back. Things like, the sky is blue, or do you have new shoes? I waited there for those words that God must have put into her mouth, those seven words that changed my life. Mrs. Leonard said in her whisper, I wish you were my little girl. And she goes on to recount how that simple act of love when she was just a second grader changed everything for a girl who thought that no one outside her own family could love her. How everything changed in that moment. The Lord wants to work through each of you to do that same thing, that His love might reach others through you. And that's why we're here, that's why God made us, to receive His love and then to pour it out generously on others. And He tells us tonight, in the same way that I've loved you, that's how you need to love one another. Love in a way that's willing to sacrifice. Love in a way that forgives. Love in a way that acts first.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.